Hey, Joel Malkin for WJNO.com. And on the line with me is Vicki Choris, and she is the president and CEO of the South Florida Fair. And it is running right now, the 2022 South Florida Fair, through January 30th. Bigger and better than ever, she says, and she's going to tell us more about it. Vicki, thank you for joining me. One thing that I always talk about when I talk about the fair, there are a lot of fairs. You know, it's fair season now, so you can have other fairs in February, March, you know, throughout the area, through into the Treasure Coast. But there's one thing that sets apart the South Florida Fair from all of them, and that's the, well, two things, really, the entertainment, because the wide variety of entertainment, and then really the theme, and it's Rockin' Robots this year. So tell me about that.
Well, Joe, thanks. Good morning to you. We have an exposition center that is the main building of the fair, and every year during the fair, we feature a different theme. So this year, as you said, it's Rockin' Robots, and inside the expo center, visitors will see different displays. We have the Robot Ruckus, which is the battle of the robots that people can see on television. We also have a robot zoo, which is a display with different animals that are robotic, and children can make their body parts move, make the animals' body parts move. We have the strolling robots throughout the fairgrounds. There's just it's a fun theme for children and for big children. There's a lot of big children enjoying those battle box robots.
And one of the piece I mentioned, entertainment, you have a comedy hypnotist, Brad Matchett, there, and I read somewhere that he actually makes one of the robots part of the show.
Yes, there's a company called Movia who has a robot that is really made for to help autistic children, and that he has incorporated that in his show, so people can see how that robot works, and it's really, really a great thing for children that have autism, that are on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. So he's made it part of his show.
What's the deal with the sand sculpture this year? I mean, typically it's a sand sculpture that stands there, and it fits the theme. But I'm seeing here that it's a moving sand sculpture this time around, or is that something different?
No, it is definitely different. It's a moving sand sculpture. I wish I could tell you how it works, but I have no idea. But when people walk through the front door, they will see this sand sculpture and parts of it move. And, it's done through laser lights. I know that much. But really, really impressive. It's not just your static sand sculpture, which is amazing on its own, but we've managed to make it a robotic display of sand. So check it out. It's the first thing people see when they walk through the expo door.
Yeah, and typically the sand sculpture, it is pretty amazing. I don't know how these artists have that kind of patience. But besides the artistic value, but just the patience to be able to do, it's like, wow, how the heck? I can't even draw fruit. So, I have no artistic...
They are incredibly talented. The detail that's in the sand that they sculpture in is just amazing. It's extremely talented. It's an art.
Do me a favor and kind of, if you can, just run down kind of a swath of the different entertainment. We talked about Brad Matchett, the comedy hypnotist, and what are some of the other pieces of entertainment that we can see at the fair?
Well, I certainly want people to know about the newest show that we have. It's called Lumia, and Lumia is from Las Vegas, and they have created this show specifically for the South Florida Fair. And when it leaves here, they're going to take it all over the nation, perhaps all over the world. But it is it's a laser show that is, again, it's one of those things that's hard to explain. You have to see it. It's an electrifying laser show. They work the lasers. They have, and also they incorporate a Cirque show within that laser show. So they have a gentleman who does robotics, juggling, that he's dressed in robotic. He looks like a robot when he comes out on stage. It's just, again, one of those things that's hard to explain. You have to see it, but I want to make sure that people don't miss it. It's three times a day in our expo center, and it's all free with admission, a real quality theater performance.
A lot of bands performing. Josh Grayson, who is a country star, and you've got one name I'm looking at here. Well, actually, a couple of them. I have introduced at other events in the past, Spread the Dub, and then 56 Ace. Love those guys. Those guys are amazing. By the way, they're playing on Thursday, January 27th. If you're not aware, I'll tell you where they got their name from, 561 area code.
Tell us the story.
Yeah, well, 561. 561 area code. It's really that simple. But they do a lot of they mix it up, and they'll do a lot of 80s and songs, and they'll do some country and, you know, some dance songs, but you know, they did a lot of 80s rock when I had introduced them. So, and there's some good guys. I'm just kind of looking through here. Looks like you are or are not doing the you doing the rock tribute band contest or no?
We have tribute bands scattered throughout the 17 days of the fair, Joel. The Rolling Stones are performing on Tuesday, January 20th. We have
it's tonight. It's as we're speaking.
It's tonight.
start me up. One of my friends from radio plays in that band. Yeah.
So we have different DJ or different tribute bands that are playing throughout the 17 days on the stage. So that's kind of the highlight of our entertainment that we're doing nightly on the Coca-Cola stage. We have a group on Monday, the 24th, January 24th, that is absolutely fabulous. They're the Atlantic City Boys. They are, you know, they do the Frankie Valli Four Seasons tribute. They are really, really good. I encourage people to take some time to see that. We have a Van Halen tribute band performing on the 25th, Tuesday the 25th. Mm-hmm. And we have a Guns N' Roses tribute band as well. So a lot of fun stuff going on. A lot of local bands performing on the stage. You know, so come out. You might come out and see your neighbor on stage. You never know.
Yeah, completely unchained. I brought him out 2020, the last pre-pandemic fair. I brought them out on stage. I believe they had won the tribute contest the year before, and they're great. I mean, it's just like watching Van Halen there with David Lee Roth and now that Eddie's gone, Eddie Van Halen, I'm sure it's even that much more special when they do their show. So that should be great. I've got to tell you, I opened up southfloridafair.com, and as I was asking you about the entertainment, you know, I missed those tribute bands because I hadn't seen them. I hadn't scrolled down long enough. My God, there's just so much stuff. So you announced that ahead of me finding them. I'm like, oh, there they are. You also have a Beatles tribute on Monday, the 24th of January, that got me kind of excited. I might have to lose some sleep. You know, I'm up pretty early for work during the week, but this is next Monday across the universe. I've seen some Beatles tributes. I haven't seen them. I don't know. You might catch me there.
Well, they're early enough. They're 7:30, so you can stay up that late.
There you go. I'm glad you think so.
And I don't want to miss the fact that we have our ice skating show back, and they have a robotic team as well. So the ice skating show is in the Expo West Theater, and that performs three times a day also. So there's a lot of high-quality entertainment that occurs throughout the whole 17 days, and then we have the one-offs, we'll call them, that perform at night on the Coca-Cola stage.
What about discount? Can you just talk a quick synopsis on some of the discount days?
Well, Tuesdays are $2. It's only $2 to get into the fair on Tuesday today and next Tuesday. We also have on Monday our senior day. We're doing free admission totally for seniors up till 4 p.m. So they have from noon to 4, and they can come out and have free admission to the fair. And then after that, it's after 4 o'clock, it becomes $5. We have a special for our American heroes, first responders, military, active, and veterans, and their families to get in for $7 on Thursday, January 20th. So we have some discounts, you know, that we're doing at the gate, so to try and help people have a little bit more affordable experience.
I'm scrolling through here. Let's talk about the parking, because I know that folks have seen, and it's important that we let people know ahead of time so they, don't get upset when they get there. But in the past, we have been able to park on site for free. You've had an upgrade to where you could pay, I think it was $20 or whatever it was, and get a, a closer space. But this year, I guess it's a $10 flat rate parking fee, correct?
It is. And you know, that was a hard decision to make because, as you say, we've always had free parking at the fair. But in order to offset the expenses that have come along this year with so much increase with salaries and operations, as we all know, everything has skyrocketed. So, and then the other big challenge that we do have at the fairgrounds is parking is extremely limited, especially on those busy days. And our visitors are waiting in line for an hour or 2 hours even to get inside the fair, and that is just not good for anybody. So what we've done is we put back in place the park and ride at the mall at Wellington Green on Tuesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, which are, obviously the busiest days, in the hopes that in the future we can make that service available every day of the fair. So the park and ride is free, and our mission there is to encourage people to go ahead and use it. And then, they come to the fair, they get a police escort in so they're not waiting in traffic, and they get dropped off inside the fair. They buy their tickets at the mall, they buy their ride wristbands, and they're dropped off inside the fair, no waiting in line anywhere. So that is to kind of offset the parking fee charge, as well as encouraging people to carpool, because if people carpool, that just frees up more space for parking on the fairgrounds and it doesn't make the traffic so bad.
Now, what do you have? It's a shuttle. What is it? Is it a big bus or?
It's a big bus. It's 50 capacity person bus. So, and they run every 20 minutes. So the most that anybody would wait is if they get there when a bus just takes off, the longest they're going to wait for the next one is 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And by the time they buy their tickets and all that stuff, they'll be good. It's a smooth operation. In fact, I'm going to shoot out there when we're finished and go check it out and ride the bus in myself.
Oh, wow. There you go. all right. And then, just before we wrap up, obviously all the usual, for the most part, usual fair food and the rides and the games and all that. Anything different this year regarding, obviously we had the pandemic last year. I know you're recommending masks. Are you anything that we need to know regarding the pandemic?
Well, just be safe. We have hand sanitizers everywhere. We're asking people to continuously make sure they wash their hands. A lot of people are wearing masks for that added layer of protection. One thing I don't want to forget to tell you, too, not related to the pandemic, but you asked what was different. We do have the parades back. We did not have them last year at all during the mini fair in January or in May. So we've brought the parades back. So every night at 6:30 or on Saturdays and Sundays at 1, we do have our Mardi Gras parade, which is always a fair favorite as well. So, just encouraging people to take, just be safe. Those that are coming are celebrating life. They want normal. And you can see it's evident at the fair. And we hope that people enjoy themselves and have a great time.
Yeah, I can remember the last time you had parades. I was on, I think it was the Cool 105.5 float, and boy, am I horrible at throwing beads.
You're not alone.
I was horrible at it. All right, anything else before we wrap up?
No, I just thank you for taking the time today to help us share the fair with people.
Share the fair. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will get the word out. I appreciate it. Again, Vicki Choris, she's got and I know it's not an easy job, but it's got to be, one of the best jobs, president and CEO of the South Florida Fair. So I want to thank you. If you're going to be the president and CEO of anything, being out of the South Florida Fair is a cool thing. Thank you for joining me.
All righty. Thank you.